And I'm going to give you an exercise. I'm going to give you a key to unlock your ear, which is going to open up many doors in your ear's awareness. If we want to unlock the ear, you need a key, one on this lesson and one on your next lesson. This is how it works. Let's take our C and our G once again. We're going to sing this spelling this way. C, G, C, G, la, 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 G, C, G, C, la, 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 la. Now, we don't have to be vocalists in order to do this singing drill. I'm not a singer, as you may notice, and we do not have to be worried if someone is going to hear us and all this, because we do need to learn how to sing these intervals in order to internalize them in our own awareness. It's not possible to know an interval thoroughly just by ear if you can't even sing it out. The proof that you know it is when you can sing it. So we have to spend some time singing these intervals, whether or not we're a vocalist. And the way we sing them is, we sing it up first, C, G, C, G, and then we sing la, 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 la. What we're doing is we're connecting the spelling of the interval with the sound of the interval. First we sing C, G, C, G. That gives us the spelling of the interval. Then we sing la, 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 la. That gives us the sound of the interval. Now we've just sung the interval up, C to G. Now we'll reverse it and sing it down. G, C, G, C. That gives us the spelling. And then we will sing it with the sound. La, 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 la. Now this will unbelievably open up your ear because we're connecting the spelling with the sound. That is one round of fifths that I just sang there. Let me sing it again, and then I want you to sing it with me. C, G, C, G, la, 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 G, C, G, C, la, 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 la. That's one round of fifths. And we're going to use this technique on all the intervals which we are going to be singing, because it will ingrain those intervals permanently into our awareness so that whenever we hear them, we instantly know what they are. Now, we just did this on C, from C up to G. Now, what happens if we go up to C sharp? Before we can sing it, we have to figure out the spelling. What is a perfect fifth above a C sharp? Well, let's count up 7 half steps. Look on your piano chart, and you'll notice that it comes to a G sharp. G sharp is a perfect fifth above a C sharp. So our spelling is C sharp, G sharp. Now let me ask you a question. Couldn't we say that a perfect fifth is C sharp to A flat? After all, G sharp and A flat are the very same tones. Why couldn't we spell it C sharp, A flat? The answer is, it has to be some kind of a C and some kind of a G in this interval. We have 3 different kinds of Cs, a C flat, a C natural, and a C sharp. We have 3 different kinds of Gs, a G flat, a G natural, and a G sharp. Now, if C is number 1, G turns out to be number 5, so that is a fifth. When we're spelling our intervals, we have to make sure that the 2 notes we're spelling are first degree and fifth degree. They're the first step and the fifth step. We don't want an A in there. There are 3 different kinds of A's, an A flat, an A natural, and an A sharp. C to any A, then that'll be some kind of a sixth, and we don't want a sixth. From C sharp to A flat would be some kind of a sixth, because it is some kind of a C to some kind of an A. Now we want a fifth, so it's going to have to be some kind of a C to some kind of a G. Now we've chosen that our bottom note is C sharp. So therefore our top note must be G sharp. If it were a G, it wouldn't be a perfect fifth. If it were a G flat, it would not be a perfect fifth. If it's a G sharp, then it makes 7 half steps, and now we have a perfect fifth. We will go over this. If this seems clear at first, great. If it doesn't, we will go over it enough so that it is thoroughly assimilated. Now we've learned our spelling. It's C sharp and G sharp. So let's sing around the fifths on these two tones. Sing with me. C sharp, G sharp, C sharp, G sharp, la la, la la. G sharp, C sharp, G sharp, C sharp, la la, la la. Okay, now we go up to D. We've already said that D and A make up a perfect fifth. So we already know that spelling. Our spelling is D and A, so we merely sing it. D A D A, la 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 la, A D la 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 la. When you're practicing this for your homework assignment, you can play it on the piano if you wish, so that you can make sure you're singing the right tones, but you don't have to play it on the piano. You can sing it, just get your starting notes, find out what the D is and find out what the A is, and then just sing it without using any instrument. If you play guitar, trumpet, whatever you play, it doesn't make any difference. Find out your starting notes and then just sing it. You don't need to accompany yourself. So we've done D and A. Now let's go up to D sharp. First, we have to figure out our spelling. What is a perfect fifth above a D sharp? Well, it's got to be some kind of a D and some kind of an A, because D is number one and A is the fifth degree. Seven half steps up from a D sharp would be what? The answer is A sharp. D sharp on the bottom, A sharp on top. Now, why can't we call that A sharp a B flat? The answer is, it's got to be some kind of an A. We're not looking for some kind of a B. We don't want a B flat. We want some kind of an A, and the kind of A we want is an A sharp. So we sing it. D sharp, A sharp, D sharp, A sharp, la la, la la. A sharp, D sharp, A sharp, D sharp, la la, la la. We connect the spelling of the interval with the sound, so it gets in our ear. Now what if we, instead of having a D sharp, what if we went down to a D flat? We just did C sharp and G sharp, but what if we spell it D flat on the bottom? What would the top note be? Well, since it's D flat, we're looking for some kind of an A on top. It's got to be some kind of a D and some kind of an A. So if we have D flat on the bottom, count up seven half steps, what do we arrive at? The answer is A flat. D flat, A flat is a perfect fifth. Listen to this sequence. Here are three perfect fifths. D flat, A flat, D A, and D sharp, A sharp. It's D flat and A flat, or D natural and A natural, or D sharp and A sharp. Let's look at C and G again. It's C natural and G natural, that is a perfect fifth, or C sharp and G sharp, or C flat and G flat. This is where spelling comes in. C flat is the same tone as B, but we cannot say B and G flat. Why? Because for a fifth, we have to have some kind of a C and some kind of a G. We don't want some kind of a B, so we choose a C flat. A C flat and a G flat is a perfect fifth. This is how we spell. Now, I don't expect you to be thoroughly confident on how to spell intervals at this point, because you're just now learning. What I will say is that by the end of lesson 2, you will be an expert on how to spell intervals. And once you know how to spell intervals, you will not have to worry about it for the rest of the course. This is something we just have to learn at the beginning, and then for the rest of the course, we can enjoy and listen and get these sounds into our ears, but we have to know how to spell these intervals.